You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hello, Delta. Today we will be continuing our devotional in Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 to 18. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy or rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The most important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, I will continue to rejoice. Here we see a continuation of Paul's letter to the Philippi church as he is imprisoned. Paul states that his imprisonment in turn meant progress for the gospel. Though they may have been sad about it, Paul finds joy in the circumstance. Many people were able to see Paul share the gospel, and even when his life was in danger from doing so, his example helped others become more bold in sharing God's word. From this, we can see that God uses us to share his word, and he is glorified through this. Though there were those who preached or used the gospel in their own selfish ambition, we should not be focused on that, but what is important, as Paul mentions, is the progress of God's word to reach many people. For us, we can look at these passages and not be afraid as we share God's word. However, our main focus should be how to further God's kingdom when we do share. So let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for using Apostle Paul to further your kingdom, Lord God, and that we were able to look at your word and just be so encouraged on how he preached the word without any selfish ambition and without fear, Lord God. So I pray that would you give us boldness, Lord, as we share the word with our friends, with those around us, with our family. Lord God, may we not be afraid of people of this world about judgment, Lord God, but may sharing your word be our joy, and may your glory be our ultimate purpose. So Lord God, help us to remember this. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.